Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Friday, January 13th, and that's quite ominous in the face of what we're reading today. We're reading about Noah and the flood. Remember, we're in the section where we're talking about fall, sin, and judgment, and God is bringing judgment on the world through the flood. Genesis chapter 7 in the New International Version. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds, of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the floodwaters came on the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the 2nd month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of the 3 sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to the depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Everything living on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Can you imagine how crazy people thought Noah was? There is this theological thought out there that perhaps rain had never happened before, and God asked Noah to build this big boat because he was going to send a flood of rain on the earth. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 talks about how the surface of the earth was watered by these springs. And so I don't know if that was just happening in the beginning of creation, and rain had happened before the flood, or perhaps, perchance, they had never seen rain before the flood. We don't know, but either way, Noah spent years and years creating this big boat, and I can imagine his neighbors asking him what he was doing, and he was following God's plan because God was going to bring a flood on the earth. It sounds crazy, but Noah is called righteous because of his faithfulness to God, and it just reminds me that sometimes we have to trust in God's promises, in his word, even when it is difficult, and even when those promises seem not to be coming to fruition for a long time. Will you pray with me? God, we want to focus in on your promises today. You make all things new. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You promise to restore all things, and that you work all things together for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purposes. You have a plan and a purpose for us. You promise to strengthen us and to help us. Lord, we want to trust in your word. Thank you, God, for being with us, for protecting us, and for working in us by your Holy Spirit. I pray for my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face, Lord, may they remember that you are with them and that they belong to you. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, the ark of our salvation. Amen.